great radio, former radio personality that I respect, former Attorney General of Rhode Island, Arlene Violet. Hello, Arlene Violet.
Welcome home,
yes,
Derek.
Thank you very much. I got to kiss your hand like I did already.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yes. So, you have this new play, of course, called The Families?
Yes, it's called The Families. It's a musical about the mob.
Yes.
And right now, because we are in Rhode Island, it takes place in Providence. But,
yes,
of course, the mob is all over and has been all over the country. So if we move this on via a tour, it will be in the particular city that the tour goes to.
So what city are you looking to do it? New York, Boston?
Well, we eventually would like to get it to Broadway. But yes, we're looking right now to send it out on tour to all the usual suspect places. Trenton, New Jersey, of course, Philly, Chicago, New York, Boston, etc.
And how do you think it would take place in my home, well, where I'm living now, of Atlanta?
Well, I mean, Atlanta certainly has its problems, but one of the things we've pre-figured out is that sometimes people in Peoria, that's the expression, isn't it?
Exactly.
A little play in Peoria. A lot of people don't know, actually, their mob roots, because of the witness protection program, they actually got located in those cities
exactly.
and towns. So we have an element of witness protection in my musical,
right.
And of course, we would custom fit it to Peoria or any city or town that we happen to be playing in.
So that's awesome. So, what's one of your favorite mob movies that you like?
Oh, I always loved, I think, you know, Goodfellas was
yes.
a terrific movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, do you think this could evolve into a movie eventually?
I'd like to see it evolve into a musical.
Musical.
A movie.
Musical.
As you know, we've had Nine. Chicago.
Yes.
This musical is like a classic in the sense that I write and I've written the musical script, as it's called. And my partner Enrico Gazzilli has written the music.
Really?
And in a real classical music, the writer writes up to the biggest emotion moment. So, for
really?
Example, in Oklahoma, when Curly comes out and sees how beautiful Oklahoma is, he doesn't sing, "What a beautiful morning." He sings, "Oh, what a beautiful morning." And that's what we've done in this musical. The high points are expressed in the song.
Well, I mean, you're no stranger to national flair. Of course, you've been a judge on the Miss America pageant.
Yes.
So this could easily be well known across the country. And if it does, who would you want to be a famous actress to be one of your leading characters?
Well, there's a lot of excellent people on Broadway. Certainly Alice Ripley, Betty Buckley, any of those people could.
Really?
Of course, because it's about the mob, the major lead roles are men roles.
Yes.
So we would certainly want someone like a Robert Cuccioli to star in this. Or somebody even like Tony Darrow, who was on The Sopranos.
Or even, what about that guy that was Lord Bronx Tale,
Chaz Palminteri.
Yes.
We were after Chaz Palminteri for a bit to do it here, but
really?
He's just a little bit too expensive for Rhode Island right now, but he certainly would be in the mix.
So you played in a play yourself, too, many
yes.
years ago, which was?
In 1996 as well as 2004, I was in Nonsense when it came through Providence Performing Arts Center.
That's right.
The Off-Broadway
what
musical.
What made you not to act in your own play?
That's a little too arrogant, isn't it?
No.
You really require a much better voice in my musical than perhaps I did a rap song.
Really?
My singing was rap when I did Nonsense. So
really?
That's a heck of a lot easier to do than
really?
The kind of singing that's required in my musical.
Now, of course, this is being, the Derek Shapiro Show, internet radio, of course, internet radio TV now.
Right.
Of course, you are a living legend in talk radio over here. How well do you miss having the Arlene Violet Show every day from like 3 to 6 of us?
Well, every once in a while when something happens politically, I wish I had that forum, but I really don't miss it. I really look at life, Derek, as a progression, and you've done something, then move on. I never, for example, would have had the time to complete this musical had I still been on the radio, but I still get to talk about politics. I'm on Newsmakers, which is a Channel 12 program every week. I do Lively Experiment occasionally. I write a political column every week, so
yes,
I still
do.
Get to do my commentary on the politics.
And also, too, you came out back in September when I came here last time. I heard you on the Buddy Sancy Show. Tell me about your book that you came out with.
Well, the book is entitled The Mob and Me, but the me isn't Arlene Violet. The me is John Ponington. A lot of people don't realize that the Federal Witness Protection Program began right here in Rhode Island, and John Ponington was tapped by then Bobby Kennedy to start the Witness Protection Program. Our concept is exactly as we understand it today. You can't catch the higher-ups without having people that have committed crimes themselves turn them in. So I was privileged to write that book, really, about the life of John Ponington. I wrote it in his first person, with his cadence, the way he spoke, and it really is an incredible insight into the program itself, but also a man who had incredible courage and guts. Because you know, Derek, back in those days when the program started, 1967, John Ponington didn't know who he could trust. Sure. There were cops on the pad, politicians on the pad, some crooked judges, governors, etc. And he really was way out there exposed, trying to protect these thugs who were turning in worse thugs.
Exactly. So, what's happened with you and Newsmakers, too?
Well, Newsmakers is doing great. I've been on it for so many years now, I can't even remember how long I've been on it. But I just filmed it today with Mayor Fontaine and also the head of the Providence Firefighters Union.
Sure.
Because, as you know, there's a lot of labor unrest going on in Providence with cuts, etc.
So I'm going to ask you about that on my other show. I'm on the DSS TV station. I'm going to have a wrap-up for you on the Derek Shapiro Show today.
Great.
Well, I do thank you for joining me here on the Derek Shapiro Show. It's been a privilege today. Thank you much, Arlene.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you.